Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and life. I'm Jen Eads, a white belt full of curiosity and questions about all things jujitsu.
Didn't I see you on Instagram?
Oh, and you can find me on Instagram at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu purple belt, obsessed with jujitsu. And you can find me everywhere at AJ Klingerman.
We're glad that you're here today. And we're so excited because we are actually back in the same room, sitting across the table from each other to record this podcast.
It feels good.
It does feel good.
I almost missed my turn, just like in habit of like going home after class or whatever. I was like, oh no, wait, hold on.
There's a podcast to record.
Right?
Exactly. Hey, AJ, why don't you tell us about our sponsor for the podcast?
Okay. So this episode of Beauty and the Gi is brought to you by thefighthub.com. On the Fight Hub, you can get instructionals from several different instructors. James Klingerman, who's super hot. And I don't know why she's laughing. a great instructor. I think that's the important part. Christian Woodmonzi, Josh Hinger, Tom McMahon. Me, I have an instructional on there as well. Lots of good instructionals that you can get, DVD, download, streaming, anything like that. So I highly recommend checking out thefighthub.com.
What are we talking about today?
Well, camp is right around the corner, just a few weeks out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think our listeners are sick of hearing about camp. At least I hope not, because I'm not sick of talking about it yet.
I've never known you to get sick of talking about camp.
No, I literally work on it in some capacity every single day, every day. But, you know, we just kind of wanted to talk about, like, you know, in the world that we're living in, what does camp look like?
Right.
Yeah. I think it's important to know for those that want the, you know, camp experience, the old school camp experience, there will be that as an option. Mm-hmm. So Indiana will be all opened up by then, full contact, whatever. You know, we don't have too many people for one space. We have rented out like five rooms of this hotel, like five banquet
like
halls.
Ballrooms?
Five ballrooms. There's tons of room. We have enough room to host at least 250 women. And we're probably going to end up around 150, just, you know. Mm-hmm. So we have, there's plenty of room. But so if you want like the normal camp experience where you train with everybody and everything feels normal, you will get that. If you want a more cautious experience, that is a possibility too. A minor thing that everyone will go through is temperature checks. So we will do temperature checks in the each morning. You know, we'll have foot baths to wash your feet. We always tell people to wear shoes off the mat. Like, that's a big thing.
Right.
We always mop the mats after every session. So that'll still happen. We're going to use like ionizers in the room overnight and stuff. So we've also got like giant tubs of defense wipes.
Awesome.
Like, I think three giant tubs. So probably we will section that off. Like, one tub goes to the reds, one tub goes to the yellows, one tub goes to the greens. So you can use those anytime you need. We'll also obviously have hand sanitizer everywhere. We encourage everyone to bring their own hand sanitizer. You know, in addition, like I said that we mop the mats after everything. We also encourage everyone else to change outfits after every session.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to shower after every session because it's who I am as a person.
Yes. Yeah.
So, which is another great part about staying in the hotel.
Right.
So if you're staying in the hotel, then you're able to, you know, go up and take a shower during lunch or whatever. So that'll be really nice.
Yeah, I might be staying at the hotel now.
Right? Yeah. It's just going to be great anyway. Like to have us all together, it's going to be so nice.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. If you're staying at the hotel, you do have to have your room booked by July 10th.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. So I've been telling everyone July 7th, but it's actually the 10th, which is good to know because it gives us a few extra days. Mm-hmm. But we have to have it booked. They'll let our block go after the 10th. So there's no discounted rate. Uh-huh. And I think we're getting like $40 off a night or something for our discounted rate. It's a pretty good discount. So make sure you get that reservation in. You don't have to pay when you reserve it, but you need to go ahead and reserve it before July 10th.
Okay.
So here's something we talked about. And I don't know if this is happening or not, but it is out there as an option.
Okay.
So we do have a number of girls, ladies, that are not coming because they, you know, are concerned.
Yeah.
Or because they live in Canada. Right. Or, you know, like there's lots of reasons.
Yeah. Or just the travel in general.
Right. Right. Yeah. So there are people that are not coming because of that. And I totally understand that. We're talking about the possibility of a Zoom option. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's lots that goes into that to make sure who gets it is the correct person. Nobody's using it. They shouldn't get it. There will be a fee involved. But if anyone's interested in doing like an online version of camp, I encourage you to contact me. Because unless I get interest, like I have a lot on my plate already. Right. Yeah. So if there's no interest, I'm not going to push it. Like it's not like a sales tactic or anything. Like it's just, if you want a way to attend camp and you can't be in person, this could be an option. So if we get enough people that want to do it, we will open it up. And really, like, it could be the only way dudes could attend camp. Mm-hmm. Because I think a Zoom option, I would let the guys attend as well.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, if there are guys that, you know, of course, there are lots of guys that listen to our podcast. So if there are guys that would want the Zoom option for camp, then it's the way to go.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm obviously open to any recommendations.
Right.
So if you have any thoughts about like how we can do a better job, I wrote a blog about it a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, talking about like, I'm a firm believer that people are doing the best they can with what they have. Because I try to do the best I can, right? So I'm always open to ways to make that better.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like I answered all the questions people might have.
I think so.
I've done my best. We've thought a lot about this and taken a lot of time to like look at it from everybody's angle. And, you know, in the survey, I asked people like, what are recommendations that you have? Most of those recommendations are things that we had already talked about, already doing. We will not be requiring masks. Mm-hmm. And people go very strongly both ways on that.
Yeah.
Like I got more messages that were like, please don't require masks. And then I got a couple that were like, I'd prefer if people wore masks.
So can people wear masks?
If people want to wear masks, absolutely.
Okay.
I am not requiring that though.
Yeah.
So I think that's important to know overall.
Yeah.
We also will have, I sent out a big survey, and if any of the women that are coming to camp didn't get the survey, they can shoot me a message and I will get them that survey so that they can, you know, tell me where they are. But, you know, some people said, I'm going to bring a dummy. I'm going to bring a dummy. I'm going to drill the moves on a dummy. Great. That's fine. Some people said, I really just want to work with one person the whole weekend. I don't want contact with everyone there. Fine. Some people said, I want to stay in a small group the whole time. No matter how you do it, you'll be in a small group, but like the majority of campers will switch what group that is. Mm-hmm. The people that want to be more cautious will stay with that one small group. And each of those will have their own separate entrance. So the people that are extremely cautious, only want one partner, they're going to have their own doors to come through. They're going to have their own taped off place on the mat. The people that want to stay in small groups, they will have their small group space taped off on the mat. They will have a different door to come through. Nice. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that it's, you know, laid out in a manner that makes people feel safe and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And even like, so we're providing breakfast, which we talked about on the last podcast. We're providing breakfast both days. And so we're going to have people that are more concerned. They'll have a separate time that they can get their food first. Oh, another thing. So we were trying to figure out, so people had posted, a couple of the women had posted or sent me messages about a wedding that provided rubber bracelets, and the bracelets were red, yellow, and green. Mm-hmm. And then the sign said like red, like 6 feet back, don't, you know, all of the things. I'm extra cautious.
Yeah.
Yellow was like, I'm still being cautious, like be cognizant of it. And then green was like high fives, hugs, whatever. Like I, you know,
I like that idea.
I like that idea a lot. I don't think that you would notice if we had a bracelet on though, you know, like in our gis, like it's going to be very hard to tell. So currently the thought process is that we will do duct tape on the outside of the gi.
Yeah.
So just like around the sleeve, basically around the bicep. And that kind of came from when I hurt my shoulder a while ago. I was taping up like on the outside of my gi, I would just put a piece of tape on my bicep to be like, don't attack this arm.
Oh, yeah.
Which was great. Like, because yeah. everybody would always be like, okay, which shoulder? Yeah. Uh-huh. And I would say it's the one with the Fuji logo. So you could see.
Yeah. That's really smart though. Yeah. To do that.
Yeah. It was very helpful. So we're not going to do green tape because mm-hmm. I think if you're in the, I'm good for whatever, you're yeah. just good for whatever. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But for the people that are being more cautious, mm-hmm. we are going to do red and yellow tape.
I like it.
For the people that are being like on the more extreme side, mm-hmm. You know, we encourage them to bring their own tape if they don't want us like touching yeah. the tape and stuff. So, yeah. yeah. So
I want one of those bracelets just to wear out in the world.
In general. Like, cautious, please stay back.
Yeah. Keep your distance.
There, you know, the like saying or meme or whatever it goes around that's like, I think it's the devil whispers in your ear, like, you cannot withstand the storm. And I whisper back, I am the storm. Mm-hmm. I saw that, but it said, I whisper back 6 feet back. Like, and then there were explicit words. But like, I right. always think about that. Like, I think that's so funny. Like, the devil whispers in your ear and I'm like, get back.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I feel like I'm kind of like in the middle of, yeah. like, I don't know that I want to be rolling with everybody.
Yeah.
I think I'm right. And this could change depending on what happens in the world.
Absolutely.
Right now I'm like kind of middle of the road and just wait and see what happens.
Right. Yep. So do you think that you'll want like yellow tape at the,
I don't know. Maybe so here's, I might be, so can you be like yellow tape, small group?
So yellow tape is small group. Okay. Right. So yeah. that is, you will stay with the same, let's say five other people throughout the whole weekend.
Yeah.
One thing to think about though, too. So the people that are switching groups, mm-hmm. the people that are green mm-hmm. on Friday night, you'll be put with, I don't know, let's say 6 to 10 people. Mm-hmm. Okay. Saturday morning, those 6 to 10 people will change. Saturday afternoon, Sunday. Mm-hmm. So really you're only with, I mean, you're still staying with a small group. So mm-hmm. I think that helps from the like introvert type standpoint, right?
I might've thought about that.
Yeah. But you are still getting to meet more of the women.
Right.
So even, and even with the small group, so even if you're saying, you know, I'm in a group of 6 to 10, mm-hmm. four different groups, you still only have one partner mm-hmm. with each of those groups.
Yeah.
So even the green people, if the green people chose not to roll, mm-hmm. then they're still only working with four different people
right.
throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It will, because math is hard for me.
So like you'll have even, okay. So the reason we put you in small groups mm-hmm. in general is because each group has a line leader.
Yeah.
Each group has an assistant coach. Those are all purple belts and above that will help you, you know, with the moves. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because there's only so many coaches. Right. Yeah. So yeah. that was something Emily Kwok did last year and it worked brilliantly.
It was, yeah.
You know, so Friday night during Hillary's session, you'll be in a group of 6 to 10 people, but you'll only have one partner you're drilling with.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that group might change Saturday morning, but you'll still only have one partner you're drilling with. Mm-hmm. So even the people that feel comfortable, you know, rolling with everyone.
Yeah.
You can still be very limited in the amount of people you go with.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Okay. And then rolling wise, you know, like something you have to consider if you're on that cautious line, right? Is you can say, I'm only going to roll with the people I know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like maybe you feel like I'm only going to roll with AJ and Risser and, you know, mm-hmm. but what you have to realize is that we're rolling with everyone.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just, I want people that are trying to think in that cautious mindset to think about the big picture of that as well.
Good to know.
An interesting thing that Brissa and I chose this last weekend, we were just discussing August 1st, her and I were supposed to have super fights at a tournament. Not against each other, obviously. But we felt like it was a bad idea to compete right before camp mm-hmm. because we were exposing ourselves to so many different people.
Yeah.
So like just as like the leaders of camp, we decided that, you know, we'll make sure that we're staying extra yeah. cautious in the 2 weeks leading up to camp just to, you know, mm-hmm. just to be good leaders.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
So we gave up our super fights, and our next opportunity will be October 3rd. And I'm kind of sad about it because that's my birthday weekend. And I just don't know. I don't know if I want
to. Oh, I think you need a fight on your birthday weekend.
I don't know. That could go either way. Could be great. Could be, I might have to fight Terza. Like, that would be terrifying. She's great. So we'll see.
All right. Well, that covers a lot about camp. So let's go to on and off the mat for this week.
Okay, great.
I'll start with off the mat. And it really just ties back into what we've kind of talked about with camp and just staying vigilant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, washing your hands and using sanitizer. And if you're out and about just running around, put your mask on. Like, I just have no problem with the mask. I almost feel weird now. Like, if I'm going to go to the grocery store and I don't have it, it's like,
you feel like, yeah,
I feel like I'm missing something.
It is very interesting, the different sides of town, because obviously, mm-hmm. like, one of our schools is on the north side of Indy, the other is on the south side of Indy. And the culture in both areas is very different, and yes, masks makes that very apparent. So one area, everyone's wearing a mask, and one, virtually no one is.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Let me guess. I'm not
going to say. I bet you can figure it out based on your surroundings.
And what's your on the mat tip for this week?
My on the mat tip is to adopt a white belt. So we were talking about this in the locker room the other day. Just, I mean, like, and white belts included, you know, this isn't about teaching them jujitsu. Mm-hmm. This is about making someone feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, so even if you've only been around 6 months or 3 months or whatever, like, when someone new comes in, adopt them, take them under your wing, help them through the journey, make them feel more comfortable. Like, I really want people to feel like they belong on our mats. On our team, in our family. So, you know, that's my big advice. That's my big on the mat tip, is adopt a white belt.
I love it. I feel like I have lots of kind of on the mat mentors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking out for me. And it's nice. It's helpful, especially coming in as a white belt.
The one good thing is, like, I mean, there's multiple, but one of the good things is that, you know, like, if you know, like, that's my person, that's my guy, that's my girl, whatever, and you don't see them for like a week, mm-hmm. then you know, like, I need to contact them. Like, hey, haven't seen you in class. Just wanted to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
And that's huge for people. That might be just what they needed to feel like, okay, someone notices I'm not there, mm-hmm. and makes them want to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, that's it for this episode of us actually being back together.
Yeah. Guess who's back? Back again. I've been singing that the whole way here.
What's funny is that nobody has any idea how much of us just laughing
gets cut out. Well, it's me as a person as well.
Exactly. They'll just hear it at the end, because that's always fun. All right. Thank you for listening. If you know somebody, and I know you know somebody that needs to listen to Beauty and the Gi, hit the little share button in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever podcast app you're listening on. I promise there's a share button, and just text it to somebody. Tell them they need to listen to it, because that is how people actually find out about the podcast.
Absolutely.
And you can also connect with us on Facebook at Beauty and the Gi Facebook page. We've got Beauty and the Gi Gang. Find us on Instagram.
YouTube.
Yeah, we've got a Beauty and a Gi YouTube channel.
We do.
AJ's adding videos, aren't you, AJ?
I am. I totally am. It's happening. You know it's happening.
I know it's happening. It's not like you got anything else going
right,
on,
really. Nothing else. I've really just been twiddling my thumbs in the last couple months.
Send us a DM on Instagram if you have any questions about anything that we talked about on the episode today. If you've got ideas for future guests or future topics that you'd like to hear. And we will see you
on the mat.
This has been a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.